If Barbados is to move away from industrial relations skirmishes like the one we just had at G4S, then the government will have to pass some new laws. That is the view coming from attorney at law Michelle Russell, who says that over the years that she's been practicing in Barbados, it has been uncommon to see workers go rogue, as she put it, and take industrial action on their own, and that is without their union. She was among panelists on Brass Tacks Sunday, looking at the current industrial relations climate in Barbados. She specifically mentioned the G4S dispute.
To me, we have to go to the heart of the matter and ask, what could have led them there? And why did they believe this was their only option? Right? So to me, that's the first question. And then the second question is, why is it results only happen when there was government intervention? And I believe that's where the crux of the matter is, because bear in mind, we have the social partnership, we have employers, we have all of that, but nothing positive took place until the government got involved. And I've always been 100% of the belief that it's the legislature that can create change in our labor movement, because they're the ones that have the power to put in place regulation, statute, etc., that will help to assist with what are the lacunas in the system.
She adds,
G4S is the perfect example of why it's the legislature that we need to help with the strikes and the industrial unrest. So I read on Friday in the paper when G4S management had made a statement, and they essentially said they didn't break any labor laws. Now you first read it, you think to yourself, oh my gosh, how could you say this? You are paying guards or security officers who are doing the same thing different rates, and that's unconscionable, and you broke agreements with the union. And, you know, the initial reaction is they could only be kidding if they say this. But when I looked deeper, I said, but they're right. They did not breach any labor laws because, number one, there is no national minimum wage. So when you look at it, they were getting $7.42 an hour up to $8.79 an hour, which means they're really not breaking even the cultural norms of the minimum wage. So technically, they're not wrong. When you look at the second part of it with the divergence in pay between guards and security officers, there's literally no law in place that says that there must be equal pay for equal work. But when you look across the Caribbean, you have Jamaica, Trinidad, you have Guyana, you have St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and a few others that have equal pay legislation, but Barbados has none. So that if Barbados enacted equal pay legislation, which of course is one of the things that the ILO convention supports, then the situation that happened at G4S could have been averted, or if it occurred, there would have been civil or criminal liability that attached. Then we have them breaching the agreements with the trade unions. So when you look at Trinidad, Trinidad has a lot of industrial relations going on, and they have an Industrial Relations Act. And that governs not only the recognition of trade unions, but it governs like dealing with disputes, breaches of agreements, etc. Barbados doesn't have that. So that you find, and the unions would be the better persons to speak to this, where you have a collective agreement that has expired and it should be renewed, and the renewal takes forever. I have had so many employees come to me, and when they present this agreement, I said, but this is an expired one. And you hear that the union and the employer has been in talk for a couple of years and it's not renewed. And then you have employers dishonoring the agreement because there's no legislative force behind it to create an easy forum for that kind of dispute. So I go back to say that the industrial unrest can be helped by legislative intervention, which is why I said at the beginning, the solutions we are having for the club and the hotel workers and G4S are short-term solutions. Because if we leave everything to the conscience of employers and employees, because I agree with Gail that when everything is going well, when people have money, people don't want to be productive. I agree with that because I work for employers, I work for employees. I know both sides of the coin. If we don't have legislative intervention that creates certain things that deter unhealthy industrial practices, then you're going to keep having resurgences because you can't leave things to people's consciences.
Attorney at law, Michelle Russell. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.